Tonight, I've invited a couple people to share something, and that something is a question that I believe is the most important question any man or woman could ever ask. Most important, and I think you'll agree with me. And maybe you'll connect with one or two of these people. One is a teacher, the other is a searcher looking for answers. So I would like to introduce to you the teacher and the searcher.
How to be a Christian. The searcher. For years I have tried to be a Christian. I have tried and failed so many times that I am not going to try again because I have no faith left to try.
What did you try? And in what have you lost faith?
I suppose I tried to get God in my life, but I have been defeated, so I have lost faith in myself. You see, I really wanted to be a Christian, to have God's presence, guidance, and help in life. I even took special instructions. I joined the church. I tried hard to be a Christian, but in my heart, I knew there was no change. I went to the altar again and again, and yet I received nothing. I have sought and cried after God so much and so many times that I feel that I am a complete failure.
Did you ever stop to think that salvation is a gift? That it's unnecessary for you to go anywhere to get it? You can find God anywhere and miss Him everywhere. Do you realize that receiving salvation is not dependent upon what you do, but what Christ Jesus did for you? Do you realize to be a child of God, to receive eternal life, to be saved, converted, born again, is to receive something instead of giving something? You become a Christian by receiving a gift from the very heart of God directly to you. You, like so many others, thought that receiving Christ depended upon what you gave up, what you surrendered, how much sin you confessed. It doesn't. You become a Christian by believing that God raised Jesus from the dead by confessing Him as Lord in your life.
Surely it can't be as simple as that. I thought and heard and was taught that I must do certain things and give up other things.
If that were true, then you would be earning your salvation. You would be working for it. There is nothing in the Bible that indicates such a process. Look at Isaiah 53:6. All we, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. God is describing you as well as the rest of us. You have turned to your own way. That is why you are lost. But God laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. You, by your good works and efforts, cannot save yourself. God simply laid your sin on Jesus. So far, there is no requirement on your part, is there? Notice John 3:16. For God so loves the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This is the Father, God, giving his Son as your substitute and requesting simply that you believe God did this for you and that you claim Jesus as your Savior. He does not ask you to do a thing except to believe. And believing is acting upon what the Word says he did for you. No, you have not sinned so much that Jesus cannot save you. Notice his word in Hebrews 7:25. Wherefore, He is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Jesus saves to the uttermost. And as you notice, there is still no work on your part except believing to receive what he has done. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Let us look at these verses closely. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord, you are acting on your believing. You still have not done any works for salvation, have you? This is not hard to do, is it? Your own way thus far has not been a happy way, or a way of joy and peace, nor a successful way. It has been a way of hardship and defeat. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We are justified in him, and we have peace with God. Now, God says that this is all yours, and that he wants you to change from being the Lord of your own life by yielding and confessing with your mouth Jesus as your Lord.
That's easy for me to do. I know that God sent Jesus into the world, and that he was raised from the dead. It's easy to confess Jesus as Lord.
If you have confessed Jesus as Lord, what does the word say that you are?
Then I'm saved.
Do you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and have you confessed Jesus as Lord?
I do believe, and I have confessed, but I never thought salvation was that easy to receive. I am a child of God now.
1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall see him as he is. How do you know you're born again and a child of God?
Because the word says I am. I believe God raised Jesus from the dead, and I confessed him as my Lord. So the word declares I am a child of God. How do you know
what about having eternal life? You didn't finish that.
That was your part.
No, I'm the teacher.
That is But what about having eternal life?
John 5:13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Do you believe on the name of Jesus?
I most assuredly do.
Then what have you?
I have eternal life. Now I know according to the word, I do not have to wait until I die to find out whether or not I have eternal life. I have eternal life now. But what about this righteousness of God that makes it possible for me to stand in his presence without any sense of sin, guilt, and defeat? Do I have that too?
Notice 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. God made Jesus to be sin that you might become the righteousness of God in him. If he became sin for you, and you accept him as your Savior, your substitute, you are made the righteousness of God in him now.
Have all the gifts of God been given so freely?
Ephesians 2:8-10 says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them.
I never dreamed that receiving Christ could be as easy as that. I now know that I am a new creature in Christ, having eternal life now, and that I am righteous before God, and Satan has no power over me if I give him no place. How I thank God through Jesus, my new Savior and wonderful Lord.
Teacher and searcher.
You're welcome.
Good deal. Yeah, there's no greater question to be answered in the life of every person than that of salvation. Getting to know the Lord Jesus Christ, believing upon him, and becoming a member of the family of God. So I'd like to close with scripture in 1 John, the very last, almost the very last scripture, chapter 5, verse 20. And we know that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him, that is true, and we are in him, that is true, even in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life.
Amen.
Amen.